Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Joined on the telephone this weekend by a pair of engineers from the Tuolumne Utilities District, joined by District Engineer Eric Johnson, as well as Gadiel DeMattei. District Engineer Johnson, I'll pose the next question to you. We've been talking a lot about the Phoenix Lake Project, obviously a major project going on in Tuolumne County this summer. You know, I have to imagine there's some other things that the District Engineer staff is working on as well.
That's correct. You know, despite the COVID-19 and the disruptions to everyday life here, the district has been able to maintain a very aggressive capital improvement program. The district board adopted an updated five-year capital program this past spring that had 54 water projects totaling $27 million, 45 sewer projects totaling $17 million. And it may be simpler to think of it in terms of annual investment. On the water side, we're looking at about $5.5 million a year, and on the wastewater side, approximately $3.5 million annually. So that means that in addition to Phoenix, there are a number of other projects that we're actively working on that I really appreciate the opportunity to update the public on. In general, the recurring theme in our capital program is to consolidate old labor-intensive facilities with more modern centralized facilities and to implement technology at a scale that will improve our efficiencies. I think on many occasions we've been on this program, and it never gets old to remind the public just how massive the infrastructure footprint of the district is in comparison to the ratepayer base. It is very difficult for TUD to properly maintain such a multitude of facilities ranging from Jamestown up to Peaceful Pines on the 108 corridor. Not only are the water uses very different at the higher elevations than the lower elevations, but the age of the infrastructure varies widely and the quality of construction as well. TUD staff drive on average over 400 miles a day just to put eyes on and to properly service the number of facilities that we have. You know, recognizing that many of these systems were not planned and designed with regionalization, we are working very actively to look at how to intertie pipelines, reduce pumping, consolidate service areas, including tanks and treatment plants. And so, for example, rather than have three small, old, dilapidated tanks at 60,000 gallons apiece, our preference would be, when possible, to utilize topography and site a new tank at an elevation that would be comparable to the other three, but build it larger. Maybe build it for 250,000 gallons or 500,000 gallons and allow us to dismantle the other three tanks. A couple of the recent and current capital improvements are we recently, that is last year, completed a new 1 million gallon tank to serve the Jamestown area. It was identified and nominated and received an award as Steel Tank of the Year for the Steel Tank Institute of America. We're proud of that. A new Mono Vista tank with a capacity of 400,000 gallons was just put online a few weeks ago to serve the Mono Vista area. We currently are completing over 6,000 feet of mainline replacement service laterals in the Willow Springs area for those residents in Willow Springs that are frustrated with seeing the trench line in the road. Rest assured, we have a contract signed to get those trench lines repatched later this summer, so we appreciate your patience with that. That was done with internal TUD crews. We utilized both TUD crews and outside construction in order to handle the project load, but also we find that contractors can be very cost-effective on certain projects where TUD crews can be better utilized on some of the pipeline projects. As we speak, there's active construction on a new 600,000 gallon tank in the city of Sonora that will replace three older tanks that are in very poor condition serving Saratoga area, the Racetrack Estates, and Gibbs Estates areas. A new pump station also in the city of Sonora is under construction currently. We have approximately 2,000 feet of water main and a new pump station in the Ponderosa Hills area that will allow us to dismantle another old tank and pump facility. On the wastewater side, we own and operate 29 sewer pumping stations, which means we're just in a constant state of R&R on those. Super important to keep wastewater pumping facilities at peak performance, because in a prolonged rain event or an extended PSPS event, the last thing we need is to have wastewater spilling into a water course, which, you know, not only the environmental impact, but there would be fines associated with that. So we're, Gadiel's actually been the lead on upgrades to currently three pumping facilities, and he's in design on a fourth. Those are located in Apple Valley, one in Columbia College, another one out near Racetrack Estates, and he's in design for upgrades to a sewer pump facility at Phoenix Lake Park. I would like, if it's okay, to take a moment and update the public on some larger strategic projects that we have. The first one being a wholesale upgrade to our regional wastewater treatment plant. If you've driven down Highway 108, you're very familiar with the site of our wastewater treatment plant. It was constructed in the mid-1970s, and it's provided a good level of service for many years. However, with increasing septage loads and increasing regulations, the current permit we have for the plant was from 1994, and the State Water Board, our regulator, has indicated to us that it's time for them to reissue a new permit that will contain more stringent effluent requirements. We have been working with a consulting engineer for the last year and a half on the design of a completely new plant at the same location. The environmental is complete, and we are hopeful to be able to announce in the next few weeks or a few months a funding package that will consist of part grant and low-interest long-term loans for construction of the project. It's a $25 million project, and it will allow us to produce effluent that can be used for a multitude of purposes. High-quality effluent used for parks, landscaping, irrigation, edible food crops, golf course irrigation, landscaping along highways. There is some demand for that right now, and we expect that demand to increase, so we're preparing ourselves with these upgrades to serve the community for the long term. Our current plant cannot meet the effluent requirements necessary to be used on landscaping and edible food crops. The second project I'd like to highlight is a new regional water treatment facility at the site of the former Sierra Pines Golf Course. For those of you who know where that is, it's on, or don't know, it's on South Fork Road, very close to the PG&E parking lot for public access along the ditch. The district owns that site and has done some preliminary design and is currently doing the environmental studies necessary to develop a treatment facility that would consolidate seven surface water treatment facilities that we currently operate into one. And the capacity of the plant would be start off at 3 million gallons a day and would be expandable to 5 million gallons a day. We really feel like this is a turning point to get ahead of the curve in terms of depreciation and useful life on many of our facilities. If we can get this facility online, we'll be able to abandon and dismantle a number of facilities that, if we don't, they're going to require significant investment in the near term. The project is a $30 million project, and very much like the regional wastewater treatment plant, we would be seeking grants and loans. The loan programs out there have very low interest rates right now, approximately 1.5%, and they allow for a 40-year term. So the time is ripe for the district to look into those options and to look how we can fund that with our current rates. We have relatively low debt here at the district, And these projects are very much attractive for grants. So we're going to leverage grants to the most we can, and then rely on some very low interest loans to do that. It's kind of a highlight of what we're working on here at TUD.
Yes, good to hear. We're going to have to end on that note. We've run out of time, but we appreciate both of you, Eric Johnson and Gadiel De Matei, for coming on, getting us updated on what's happening with TUD and the projects.
Thank you very much.
Again, I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.